From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov have agreed that a cessation of hostilities that went into effect at sundown Monday in Syria is holding and should be extended another 48 hours. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
As a whole, despite sporadic reports of violence, as a whole, the arrangement is holding. And violence is, I'd say, significantly lower in comparison to previous days and weeks.
The Syrian Observatory of Human Rights Wednesday said it did not record a single civilian or combatant death from fighting in the first 2 days of the truce. It reported incidents of shelling by various rebel factions and airstrikes carried out by the government. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says two convoys of aid for the embattled city Aleppo have been delayed by security concerns.
All these 20 truck loads are ready, and they were supposed to deliver them today. But unfortunately, because of all this arrangement for making sure the security and safety of the humanitarian workers, including drivers, have not been made yet. So they are now at the border.
He called on Moscow and Washington to use influence to ensure the safety of such convoys as they pass over a contested road into Aleppo. The UN Security Council has extended its peacekeeping mission in Liberia for 3 more months. New Zealand Ambassador Gerard van Bohemen is council president.
The result of the voting is as follows. The draft resolution received 15 votes in favor. The draft resolution has been adopted unanimously.
Liberia assumed responsibility for its own security in June for the first time since a civil war ended 13 years ago. The UN force has been reduced now to some 1,200. This is VOA News.